morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the NFON AG conference call regarding the preliminary results 2018 and outlook 2019. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Sabine Prüser.
Thank you. Good morning also from our side, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to NFON's preliminary results 2018 earnings conference call. I am Sabine Prüser, NFON's Head of Investor Relations. Joining me today are Hans Schimanski, CEO and CFO, Cesar Flores, CSO, and Jan-Peter Koopmann, CTO of NFON Group. Our format today will include the presentation of our preliminary results and outlook for 2019, followed by a Q&A session. With that, let me turn the call over to Hans. Hans, please.
Thank you, Sabine. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hans Schimanski, and I'm very pleased to present to you the preliminary results 2018 and to give you an outlook on the year 2019 for the NFON Group. Let me please start with our mission statement, and this is that we want to dominate the European cloud telephony market by delivering freedom of business communication. We all know that the business communication suffers a lot of limitations today, and our task, our mission is to deliver freedom for our customers, freedom of communication. Let us now have a look at the 10 months after the IPO on the look at the preliminary figures, but also at the business highlights. Let me here summarize that we have seen a successful business development in the first stock market year 2018. This is based on a successful strategy implementation underpinned by the financial figures. We have seen a revenue growth of 21%, and even more important, the recurring revenue growth was even higher at 25%. The recurring revenue is the high-value revenue. We have achieved 80% recurring revenues, and with that, we are at the top end of the guidance. We have increased the seats by 27%, and we have seen a successful implementation of our growth strategy. Let me now give you the business highlights since the IPO at a glance. Number one, we have successfully acquired a company named Deutsche Telefonstandard AG. This is a company with more than 50,000 seats, 35,000 SIP trunks, and around about 65 employees. We will give you more details on this acquisition further on the presentation. With this acquisition, we have strengthened our leading position in Germany. We have been the market leader in Germany before the acquisition, but after the acquisition, we are a very dominant market leader and market player in Germany. Additionally, we have opened the Italian branch, the NFON Italy, and we will start in France shortly with NFON France. NFON is expanding regionally according to our communicated strategy. We have created a unique cloud portfolio through a SIP trunk solution, a dedicated solution for the mid-market segment coming from Deutsche Telefonstandard, and with our NFON cloud telephony solution, Cloudia, in the premium market. We have also expanded the addressable customer market, and we have increased the customer base to more than 30,000 customers, including DTS, Deutsche Telefonstandard, customers like Fressnapf with more than 4,500 seats in Europe. You may have seen that we sent out a press release yesterday with a successful acquisition of Fressnapf. And we have also expanded our partner network to more than 2,000 partners in Europe now. These numbers also include the Deutsche Telefon Standard. Let us now have a closer look on the preliminary figures for 2018. And these figures, of course, do not include the Deutsche Standard AG. And the first is that our very strong business model, resulting in a unique combination of a massive growth and sustainable recurring revenue. And this is a part of a recurring revenue with 80% and non-recurring revenue with 20%. So we achieved revenues of 43 million in the year 2018, according to the preliminary figures. If we have a closer look on the share of recurring revenue, and as I commented before, this is the high-value revenue, we are here at the top end of the targeted range with 80.4%. And if you look at the year, let's say, 15, you see a continuously increase in the share of recurring revenue coming from around 70% and now approximating the 81%. So we have seen also a significant increase in total revenues by 20.7%, the increase of non-recurring revenues to 8.4 million. Non-recurring revenues are revenues for the activation fees, but also for professional services, as well as for hardware. And the recurring revenues, we see a strong growth up to plus 25% and an amount of 35 million. The recurring revenues come from the license fee per extension that we ask our customers to pay for, also from the premium solutions that we put in the market and offer to the customers, as well as from the airtime. We have seen also an increasing year-on-year customer wins with plus 20,000 customers and more than 321,000 seats. On the next page, I would like to give you more details on the seats. We see here a seat growth of 27% from 253,000 seats in the year 17 up to 321,000 seats in the year expected year 2018. So what we also see, not only a seat increase by 27%, but also we continue to have a very low gross churn rate of less than 0.5% per month. And this is this shows the quality of our products, our solutions, and our services. This is the base for the very low gross churn rate, and by the way, even a negative net churn rate that we are experiencing with our customers. Due to the increasing share of wholesale partner business selling their own airtime, we are seeing a slightly decrease in the blended ARPU, the total blended ARPU, from 10.32 euros to 9.92 euros. Again, this is the consequence of a successful business with the wholesale partners. They have their own airtime, like, let's say, Telefonica Germany. They do not need to buy airtime. Airtime is a component of the recurring revenues. And so it is explained that we have a slightly decrease in the total blended ARPU. If we look at the specific ARPU in the single sales channel, here we see a stable ARPU, and even more, considering the additional premium solutions that we offer to our customers, these premium solutions, of course, represent upside potential for the ARPU development for the medium term. Let us have a look on the earnings. The EBITDA reflects now the implemented strategy. We have an EBITDA as reporting, which amounts to approximately 7.5 7 million losses, negative EBITDA. If we consider the IPO-related costs of around about 6.5 million euros, we can report an adjusted EBITDA of minus 1.3 million. This EBITDA loss is, of course, 100% in accordance with our strategy to invest in new markets, to penetrate the markets, and to invest in the product portfolio. We will also give you further and more detailed information to the strategy in the presentation, so that we have invested in additional personal costs, sales and marketing, sales commissions, etc., and this leads to the 1.3 million adjusted EBITDA. On the next pages now, we will have a look at our business highlights since the IPO, and I would like to hand over to my colleague Cesar.
Thank you very much, Hans. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cesar Flores speaking. I would highlight, as Hans said, the business highlights since the IPO. First, let me reiterate and highlight our strategy once again, and I would then like to go through each of the columns and show how we are executing on all these levels. First of all, it's about the increase in the penetration in our existing markets and further adoption of our product. It's, as you see here, transforming the product, further adding features to our platform, then adding also additional APIs and enhancing our existing APIs in our platform, further regional expansion, and I will show that later on in a bit more detail, and also probably the strongest news in the last couple of weeks, we would like to capitalize on the high market fragmentation, which we have done. Therefore, let me turn to the next slide and comment on the acquisition of Deutsche Telefon Standard, a company based in Mainz, founded in 2007. Let me just again reiterate that we signed the contract beginning of February and finalized to the closing now beginning of March. This is a superb opportunity for Enfon, given that we are further expanding our partner network, which is one of the big levers to further penetrate the market. We are complementing our existing product portfolio with an outstanding SIP trunk and also, and that already has 35,000 seats within Deutsche Telefon Standard, and another 50,000 cloud PBX seats that are in the what we call the mid-market segment. Something that is really well seen within us is another 65 skilled colleagues that we have added to the team, especially requested in sales and R&D, but also all other departments. We've got new customers, additional customers, that offer us a great up- and cross-selling potential into this space, also through the existing partner base that I mentioned already before. Obviously, in order to leverage the synergies, we are harmonizing our investment programs and development roadmaps. And let me also stress that further synergies are seen, for example, in the purchasing of the voice minutes. This is a typical rationale through economies of scale. The more minutes we have, the better the prices that we can achieve through negotiation. I think, as Hans already said, we will be able to further strengthen our absolute leading position in Germany through this acquisition. But Germany, as we always said, is not enough for us. It's Europe that we are targeting. And that's exactly the reason why we opened our office in Milano. We got already our license granted by the regulator in Italy. We got already 6 people plus the managing director on board. We are already starting to gain new partners. And the official start is now at the end of March. We will go out with a big press event and announce it to the market. The same is true for France, also slightly lagging behind by 2 months. We are in the process of founding the entity. We have the managing director already on board, and the official start is in May 2019. So again, as you can see, we are fulfilling on the strategy column that we showed before, expanding further in regions in Europe. On the product side, I would like once again to highlight the launch of Claudia. It's just more than a product. It's really offering one coherent service. It's one naming. It's one offer out there. It's one go-to-market approach. It's really a very scalable platform of our Cloud PBX offering in the European markets. And let me highlight that it's really one tariff structure offered in all countries in Europe. Very important to us, and something that we would highlight, is the customer journey. The Danfone accompanies really the customer along its life cycle at the moment. So at the moment, let's imagine for a moment he started with on-premise. He then may still want to stick to his old PBX system. That is possible now through the SIP trunk offering that we have added through the acquisition of Deutsche Telefon Standard. It's a bridge technology for customers, as I said, who want to stick to their old PBX system. But these customers offer a huge potential for us once they do the final move into the cloud. And please remember that one SIP trunk channel means N customers behind them, as one SIP trunk channel offers the possibility of a couple of extensions. We've got now also a complementary mid-market segment offering with the SIP-centric solution as offered by Deutsche Telefon Standard. But ultimately, it's our platform, Claudia, that is really the future for our customers, and therefore it's a journey that we are going through from the on-premise system, potentially if the customer wants to do the SIP trunk step, and then ultimately to the cloud, to our cloud. The next slide enhances a little bit that idea. We already showed in previous presentations that the current market in Europe is about at 135 million seats in total. That includes on-premise as well as cloud offerings. The proportion out of that is roughly 10% being in the cloud. Now, through that SIP trunk offering that I've mentioned before, we are now capable of addressing a far bigger market that so far was not addressable for us. That's a great opportunity, and we are also now targeting the mid-market, which was a segment that we didn't serve before. So that customer journey that I've shown before enables us to further expand our market and helps us to fulfill our vision and mission regarding the domination of the European cloud telephony market. Hans?
Thank you, Cesar. Let me please now draw your attention to the analysis of the guidance 2018 and even more important to the outlook for the year 2019. So first of all, if we look at the guidance for 18, we see that Enfone delivers on the guidance. We have achieved 321,000 seats. This is a plus of 27% in comparison to the 253 seats that we have had at the end of the year 2017. We clearly outperformed the revenue growth, so we accelerate the revenue growth from 17% to 21%, and we achieved with 80% recurring revenue share, we achieved what we guided. We are at the top end of this target for the recurring share. So we have had in year 18 a clear focus on the implementation, on the growth strategy, and we have been successfully here within the Enfone group. Let us now have a look at the year 19, and the outlook is that we will significantly accelerate the growth in the year 19. So we expect, basing on the 321,000 seats end of the year 18, we expect to increase our customer base by at least 45%. We expect a revenue growth rate between 40 and 45%, so we more than double the growth rate in comparison with the year 18, from round about 21% to a growth rate between 40 and 45%. And we again expect the recurring revenues in 19 to be between 75 and 80% of the total revenues. So we will further implement the strategy as promised during the IPO with accelerating the growth. Let me give you now at a glance the key investment highlights for Enfone. Number one, we have a huge addressable business communication market. Cesar commented that 135 million in total in Europe, and this market is now being disrupted by a structural shift to cloud PBX solutions, maybe through a hybrid technology as the SIP trunk solutions. Very, very promising market with a high potential. Enfone is the only true pan-European cloud PBX company, and we are best positioned to become the dominant European player. We have a very strong business model resulting on the one side in a unique combination of a massive growth and on the other side on a sustainable, very sustainable recurring revenue with a very low gross churn rate, as I commented before. We are state-of-the-art German engineering. Our cloud PBX solution is tailored to the European customer needs. We have an outstanding track record of scalable growth, and we have a proven growth strategy levering multidimensional layers of growth. So let me summarize, please, the year 18 and the outlook for 19. Enfone is successfully addressing the very promising cloud telephony market. We are delivering what we have announced, and we will further accelerate the growth to become the dominant European player in the cloud telephony. This was our presentation of the preliminary figures and the outlook for 2018. Thank you very much for your attention, and we are now open for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question now, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, you can press 9 and star again. And the first question comes from Knut Woller from Baader Bank.
Yeah, good morning. Just a quick one on the guidance, Hans, and then a second one to Cesar. When I look at the guidance, if I strip out the impact of DPS AG, it looks a bit like you're guiding for slowing organic seat growth in 2019. Is that something that you would rather see the guidance as a conservative start to the year, or is that something where you believe that growth should slow compared to 2018? And then for Cesar, the question, can you give us a roadmap, Cesar, for leveraging the product offering of DTS AG also in Europe, and how you plan to leverage here the portfolio over time, in which countries where you start, and so on? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Knut, for your questions. First of all, looking at the seat growth, I would suppose that the contrary is the case. So we will increase the seat growth organically and inorganically. That means including DTS, but also if we do not consider DTS. If you take the figures for 2018, here we have achieved 321,000 seats as a customer base. We are guiding the market that we expect an increase of customer base of at least 45%. That would mean, if you add that to the 321,000, that we would be at the end of 19 at round about 400,000 65,000 seats, if I'm not wrong. If we then consider the 50,000 seats from DTS, supposing they would stay at the 50,000 seats that they have round about now, which is not the case, only for the calculation here, then we would then increase from 321,000 to 415,000 seats, and this is a plus of 29%. So what we see here is a acceleration in the seat growth, also with the NFON group without considering Deutsche Telefon Standard. But please take into consideration that we will start from the first month, from March 19 on, to realize the synergies between the both groups. That means we will offer premium solutions to the Deutsche Telefon Standard customers, and we will also offer, let's say, SIP trunk solutions from Deutsche Standard to the NFON customers, first of all in Germany and a few quarters later in Europe. That means that we should not look at both companies separately, that's what I'm trying to say, but we have to look at the NFON group, including the DTS, because this is now growing to one company, again, from the first month on.
Hans already said it, Knut, he's speaking. We have a clear roadmap. We are currently already working on the integration. SIP trunk offering to German customers is going to be out really soon. We have to train our existing customer base at NFON to be able then to sell the SIP trunk, and that's what we will do in the forthcoming months. And then we will adopt the SIP trunk product for our European markets, and that's something that we will have to dig into more detail on the development side as well to be able to serve our non-German markets in Europe.
Thank you. And just a quick follow-up, so just to check whether I did the math on the revenue side correct, your guidance implies something like 60 to 62 million revenues in 19. DTS had in 17, 6 million. So looking at consensus, I think consensus has not factored in DTS in the models yet. It looks like you're including DTS in line with consensus estimates. Again, the question here, is that rather lowballing, or is that something where you expect that the integration process will just leave some marks in the development in 19?
No, we do not expect to have here these advantages in the integration process. Of course, we know that this is a challenge for us, but we are very systematically working on the integration, Knut. Let me try to answer your question. You are now referring to the sales turnover. The question before was concerning the seats. I hope that the seats question is clear. If you look at the sales turnover, you have to consider that we will see Deutsche Telefon Standard in the consolidated figures end of 19 only for maybe three quarters of a year, because we have closed this deal in March. So maybe in March, but latest in April, we will consolidate their figures. So their annual figures will be by three quarters considered and not by the full year. I think we have to keep that in mind. If we consider that, then you will see that our budget and our guidance is also for a dynamic and accelerated growth, even if we do not consider Deutsche Telefon Standard. It's more or less the same picture that I commented for the seats, is also valid for the sales turnover.
All right, thank you.
Very welcome.
The next question comes from Gustav Froberg from Berenberg.
Hi there, thank you so much for taking my questions. I just have two quickly. First one on the seats that underlie each SIP trunking channel. Perhaps you can give us an idea of how many seats we should estimate per SIP trunk channel for DTS, please.
Well, this is something that depends a lot on the structure of the customers. It should be more than one, but it can be five, it can be three, it can be seven. We are only sure about that after they switch from this bridge technology SIP trunk to the seats. Correct is, and I think that's the important message, that all these SIP trunk seats, let's take the actual, the 35,000 coming from Deutsche Telefonstandard, the SIP trunk channels coming from Deutsche Telefonstandard, these SIP trunk channels is in total very promising potential for cloud telephony seats. Not immediately, normally, because the customers use this technology to avoid to throw away the hardware, the on-prem PBX that they have. So normally at the end of the depreciation period, let's say a depreciation period of 4 or 5 years, then at the end of this depreciation period, they will ask themselves, what shall they do? Shall they buy another piece of hardware and be completely out of the technology, or shall they go directly from the SIP trunk channel to a cloud telephony seat? And what we estimate is that they will then go to a cloud telephony seat. Of course, it is not necessary an Enfone cloud telephony seat, but if we have delivered a very good solutions, quality products to the customers for 3-4 years, I think the probability is very high that then they say, this is a good product, this is a good company, and I will now jump from SIP trunk to the cloud telephony solution from Enfone. So for us, it is a very promising potential for the future cloud seats.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. And then just another question on guidance, please. So with your seat growth target of at least 45% and revenue of 40 to 45% year on year, maybe you could help us understand a little bit how the ARPU will develop over the course of the year. Are we looking at a broadly stable ARPU, or should we expect some declines on the ARPU side, or how should we think about ARPU going forward?
Well, we have seen a broadly stable ARPU in the year 18, and with a slight decrease. And I would think we are not guiding on the ARPU, but I would think that a slight decrease is something that we can expect also in the year 19, considering that we are so also budgeting a further successful business development with the wholesale partners as Telefonica. On the other side, we are also putting more premium solutions in the market, offering that to our customers. The premium solution has a significant higher ARPU than the cloud telephony seat, but if you consider the 321,000 seats in the cloud telephony, it will take mid and long term until we see here a single effect coming from the premium solutions. But at the end, the premium solutions will affect positively the ARPU. The slight decrease comes in our estimation from the successful wholesale business that we are seeing in 19 and that we expect for the whole year 19.
Okay, excellent. Then just maybe a quick follow-up, if you can answer at all. In terms of the 320,000 seats that you have today, how much of this is covered by, or how many seats in a percentage terms is covered by premium solutions today in a ballpark?
Thank you for the questions, but indeed we do not communicate this segmentation on the product side. What I can tell you is that we have seen in the last months, we have seen a good development in the premium solutions such as hospitality, but also in the voice recording, in the contact center solution, a good development with an interesting number of seats, and of course if you look at the single channel, a single solution with a very high over the average high ARPU. But I would like to ask for your understanding that we do not communicate and report on the single premium solutions to the market.
Okay, thank you.
Very welcome.
At the moment, there are no further questions. If you would still like to ask a question now, please press 9 and star. There are no further questions.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in this case, if you do not have any further question, I would like to say again, many thanks for your attention to our call today. If you have, after the call, some questions, please feel free to call me or send me an email. And I wish you, not at least, a very nice day and a good end of the week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.